Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Yud Zayin. We're looking at Simon Tes. So the Chayodim points out, Afilu Ba'aliyah Shal Gabi Beis HaKnesses, also the Hishtamesh Tashma Shoganai, even not only in the shul itself, but even in the second floor on top of the shul, it's prohibited for a person to use it for something called Tashmish Shalganai, a usage which it would be somewhat degrading, insulting, etc. Now, what exactly this means? The example which the Shulchan Aruch says, it would be lying, a person would lie down to sleep there. So that's lying on top of the shul is a Tashmish Shalganai, but he only says that that's true if he does it Tashmish Kabu, if he does it regularly. So if a person would be bimikra, the Shura points out, it would not be considered problematic. Now, ubashar tashmishim, he says, what about other usages which are not of ganai? They stop in the place. So the Shulchan Aruch is masupik, whether that's going to be usur or not. And the question is, do we compare it to the aliyas, which are on top of the azora, which were not considered kaddish in the Beis HaMikdash? Or the aliyas of the Heichal, which were considered Kodesh. So in the Beis HaMikdash, there are different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. In some places, the upper floors, upper areas, were not considered, did not have the same Kedusha as below. In some places, it did. And the question is, to what do we compare our Shul or Beis HaMedrash? Is it to the places where the Kedusha applies to above as well or not? So that's a question which it's not been decided in Halacha. And therefore, that so we're going to see that, regards to the shul itself, regards to the second floor itself, above the shul, so the area which is directly above where the Aron Kodesh is more chomer, and a person should be machmer, and the area which is over the rest, you're dealing with this possible. This is a rabbanon, and therefore you can be makel if you need to now. If when the building was built, they built it l'chadchila with part of it being a Beis HaKnesses and part of it being a Beis Dira. So it was built l'chadchila to use for a Dira. So then it was not given the Ketusha. So it was never designated as the upper floor for the shul, but it was to be a separate, distinct place for the purpose of living. And therefore, you're allowed to use it over there, even for what we said before, Tashmish Shalganai, a person can sleep there. But there's another level after, so you have regular Tashmishim, Tashmish Shalganai, and we have a Tashmish Meguna Ma'oid, which is very degrading. Ketinuf V'chiyotzabai. So you'd have children which are dirtying themselves with their hood. Their soya, they're relieving themselves. That'd be or a basic kisei. So that is a tashmish, which is meguna ma'oid, and that is going to be usur on top of the shul. So you cannot use that area, even though you're saying it doesn't have kedusha, but to use it for a tashmish meguna ma'oid on top of the shul, that's going to be problematic. V'gambazei sherman nafshar yirchak mizep. So a person should be very careful about this issue. And Shabur points out, especially in the area which would be above where the Aron Kodesh is. So, and therefore the Taz says the opposite. If you're going to have a dwelling place on top, so it's inappropriate to build a shul downstairs, because you're going to have this problem that you're going to have the part of the apartment is these type of tashmishim. Now, they didn't have indoor plumbing, so they just had maybe the child was relieving himself, but we have indoor plumbing, so this is going to be a problem with any type of an apartment that you're going to have on top of a shul. So now, The question which the Mishabura then grapples with, so it seems to be people are makel on this, they rent an apartment to build a shul. He says, maybe since it's only there as a temporary usage for the shul, it's a welcome to be, there is room to be makel and say that you can have a shul downstairs, even though there's an apartment up above. But to do that on a permanent basis is going to be inappropriate. Okay, now this the next half of this siman deals with the issues of Tanai, which would address many of the different tashmishim which we talked about are problematic. If you build it the chadkila al Tanai, that's going to permit some of them. We'll talk about that more when we will talk about the Bez Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.